Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go, hour two, live in L.A. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, FS1. Joy Taylor is joining me. We have controversy magnate John Ritchie in the next hour, former Philadelphia Eagle. Last time he came on. So yesterday I did something, Joy Taylor.
What did you do?
That created controversy, and I didn't for a second think it was controversial. So we were talking about Jimmy Garoppolo, and I was defending Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
And I said, you know, you fans all beat up on him, but Belichick loved him. Kyle Shanahan traded for him, and the Niners stink when he doesn't play. Yeah, I don't love his injuries, but the kid can play. So I said, okay, listen. You have to have a top 12 quarterback in the NFL to get to Super Bowls, if you look at the recent last 20 years in the NFL. So I put out a list of what I consider the top 6 quarterbacks in the league. Again, I don't even think this is arguable. Mahomes, Brady, Rodgers, Wilson, Josh Allen, Deshaun Watson. I don't think that's really arguable. And then I said the next 6, we could debate. I have Matt Ryan in and I don't have Dak. Well, Matt Ryan's been an MVP and he's gotten to a Super Bowl. You know, Dak's won a playoff game. But I said the second 6 are varied. I had in Lamar, Justin Herbert, Derek Carr, Jimmy G, Matt Ryan, Kyler Murray. And I didn't have Dak in, which, listen, if you have Dak, and I'm not going to yell and scream. Matt Ryan has been an MVP and gotten to a Super Bowl and led a Super Bowl with about 10 minutes ago. And by the way, Garoppolo, in his one full season starting, got to a Super Bowl. But I said the next 6 is, you could argue with me, it's all debatable. Cleveland fans were outraged, not just that Baker didn't make the second 6. Many said he should have made the first 6.
Oh,
and
I'm like,
oh, crazy town. Oh, crazy town. So today is line in the sand day. We're going to play Mayfield or the field. For the next 5 years, who would I rather have?
Okay.
Next 5 years. So that will take, obviously, you know, Breeze, no.
Right.
Next 5 years, Mayfield or the field. Here we go.
All right, Baker Mayfield or Lamar Jackson?
Lamar Jackson's won 80% of his games. Lamar Jackson does something better than any football quarterback in the history of the sport. Moves. This is not close.
Baker Mayfield, Justin Herbert.
Not a GM in the league would take Baker over Justin Herbert. He's bigger, he's stronger, he was a four-point student. He set every rookie quarterback touchdown record they've ever created, Herbert by a mile.
Baker Mayfield or Derek Carr?
Last 2 years, Derek Carr is 101 passer rating. Three times the TDs over picks. It ain't close. Derek Carr.
Baker Mayfield or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Now, this is the rub, right? Oh, well, Jimmy gets hurt a lot. I'm not disputing that. And that worries me. But the Niners are awful without him. And we know their roster's good and Shanahan's good. I'd take Garoppolo for the next 5 years and roll the dice on his health.
Baker Mayfield or Matt Ryan?
MVP, Super Bowl, multiple playoff wins. Matt Ryan's 35. He's not 39. Now, if I sign him for 5 years, the last year may be nonsense. I'll make a prediction. Matt Ryan with Arthur
Smith,
the coach, is going to have two really good years. He finally gets an offensive coach. We're all going to like Matt Ryan by November again. I know we're all out on Matt. Watch by November. We're all going to be back in the Matt Ryan fan club.
Baker Mayfield or Kyler Murray?
Kyler Murray. Kyler does some things spectacularly. He's not there yet, but he had a big jump rookie year to last year.
Baker Mayfield or Dak Prescott?
Dak Prescott. Baker's a better pure thrower of the football. I think Dak's a better athlete. I think he's more mature. I feel there is sort of a, in the locker room, he's loved by everybody. I think Baker's got some critics inside that locker room.
Baker Mayfield or Ryan Tannehill?
Close, but I saw a stat. Let me give you this. Ryan Tannehill had the second highest passer rating in the last 20 games to Aaron Rodgers. I know we all don't like Ryan Tannehill, but unlike Baker, he doesn't have two great tight ends. He doesn't have the greatest offensive line. Ryan Tannehill, I got to be honest with you, often plays trailing because of that crappy defense. Tannehill's probably the most underrated quarterback in the league today.
Baker or Kirk Cousins?
Close. I would take the maturity and the accuracy of Kirk Cousins. I don't think there's a huge gap. Kirk drives me nuts in big games, but Baker doesn't have a history of winning a lot of big games either.
All right, now that gets interesting. Baker or Tua?
I'd take Baker. I don't know if Tua can play. I don't see a lot of special with Tua. I think the Dolphins have questions. I think Baker's got a little more it factor.
Baker or Joe Burrow?
I think Burrow's really special. I thought Burrow would be a good NFL quarterback. I think I made a mistake. I think he's really, really special.
Baker or Carson Wentz?
Carson's a much bigger, stronger, better athlete. This moment, a lot of people would go Baker, but my takeaway is the only thing that scares people about Wentz is his contract. Everybody knows he was an MVP for 10 weeks 2 years ago. He was literally, when he had Frank Reich, the MVP of the entire league.
Baker or Jared Goff?
I take Baker. I think Baker 5 years with Kevin Stefanski will be better than Goff 5 years with Fred Flintstone in Detroit.
Baker or Big Ben?
I take Baker. I'm out on Big Ben. And I think Baker works harder than Ben. I would move off Big Ben, so I take Baker.
Baker or Matthew Stafford?
I think Stafford's a much better talent. Yeah. You know, Stafford has a stat. I saw this. Let me look this one up. Stafford has the most game-winning drives, 36, in the NFL in the last decade. How? He plays for the Lions.
They're usually trailing.
Yeah.
Baker or Mitchell Trubisky?
Baker. Mitch Trubisky's a very limited thrower. I think Baker can make big-time throws. There's things I worry about Baker. He's not the athlete he thinks he is, but he makes big-time throws, and I think Trubisky's limited as a thrower of the football.
All right, here's the big question. Next 5 years, Baker or the GOAT?
Tom Brady. First of all, Tom Brady will be great next year.
Right.
And you imagine because of his work ethic, he'll be good the following two. I couldn't give a rip the last two. If Brady gives me three more years, one A-minus, two B-plus, do we know that Baker's going to get a contract extension in Cleveland? We don't.
So you would take Baker over Trubisky, Big Ben, Jared Goff, and Tua?
Is that unrealistic? Am I, like, being ridiculous?
No, I don't think you are. I mean, I think I think a lot of people would go either way on the Carson Wentz or Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, Carson's in a fortune and he played. I get it. But I'm saying if you gave me both, I think the upside's much higher with Wentz.
Right.
I'm willing to roll the dice on the Jimmy Garoppolo injury, although I get it. The argument.
Yes,
like,
people would argue about Jimmy Garoppolo.
I get it. But I got 1 year starting, and the kid got to the Super Bowl and led Patrick Mahomes with 7 minutes to go.
No, I mean, the idea that Baker Mayfield is in the top six
is
best
silly.
Quarterbacks in the league is silly. Yes.
I don't like being known as, and I almost regret doing this segment because now everybody's going to think, oh, you're calling, you're doing. I think you have almost no arguments with any of those. The Wentz thing, I get. Because the last 10 games we've seen of Carson Wentz, he can't complete screen passes. Like, I get that. But yeah. I'm saying 5 years, I think if he turns around, I get a B-plus, A-minus quarterback. Drew Bledsoe's now going to join us live. 14 years in the NFL. Number one draft pick. Isn't it the worst when you play quarterback, schmucks like me come out and grade you all the time? It's just a horrible... What if Drew Bledsoe sat around all day and graded sportscasters? It'd be terrible.
Oh, man. It would be rough for you guys, dude. It'd be really rough. I might try it. Actually, there was a time that some buddies and I sat on you like, you know, we should do that one time. And I obviously can't share with you on air. You did all right, bud. You came out okay. But some of your cohorts, man, we had some interesting things to say. It was pretty funny.
Hopefully you were drinking your double back wine that made the night better. So let me
definitely
let me start with this. We saw another story with Russell Wilson come out, and I defended quarterbacks today. I said, you know, we love our soccer stars and our UFC boxers and our home run hitters and our NBA stars. We give them a little ego. You're the best in the world. But if a quarterback shows he doesn't want to be in your little box, the Packers are drafting Jordan Love and the Seahawks want to move him. Did you ever feel in the NFL sometimes a little restrained by the ecosystem of the NFL?
There's no question, you know, Colin, as a quarterback, you're part of your job is to be a politician. You have to learn how to say a lot without saying anything. And the minute that you express, you know, a real opinion, man, you're just criticized, you know, up and down, left and right. And so, as a quarterback of Russell's stature, you know, I think part of what's going on, people asked if you wanted some input on player decisions. And, you know, I mean, shoot, they asked me about player decisions. They asked the quarterback about player decisions. You just can't admit that they actually ask you about it. You know, then you set yourself up. Then you set yourself up to be criticized. Well, that player didn't work out and Russ picked him. Well, no, you don't want that either. So it's a hard line to walk. You've got to try to do the right thing all the time, and then sometimes when you do the right thing, you get criticized for that. So it's part of the game. It's one of the reasons that quarterbacks make a ton of money. It's just, you know, you have these other responsibilities that other players don't have.
Yeah, I like how you said that. You got to be a little bit of a politician. So Dak Prescott is, whether you love him or not, it's been 2 years where we've talked contract and he hasn't gotten a contract. And I'll be honest with you. I try to sometimes put myself in the athlete's perspective. If I was hanging out there for 2 years and my company wouldn't offer me a contract, at some point, I think there'd be a little bitterness. Like, was there ever a point in your career like you thought, like, guys, I'm giving you everything. How do you think that lands for Dak?
Well, you know, I think it's frustrating, but it's also, and again, I make it a firm policy not to talk about somebody else's money. But I also know that they've been in negotiation for a number of years, and, you know, in a negotiation, there's give and take. So I do think at some point, hopefully they meet at an agreeable point for both of them so that Dak can be there for a long time. Because I've said this before, I really like Dak. I really, truly do. I think he's a heck of a player. He's a great leader. I think he, you know, brings that other aspect to the game, because when he's not in the pocket, he can actually pull it down and run for yards. And the quarterback in the Cowboys, I did that for a couple of years. It's a different kind of job, man. and Dak seems to stand up underneath that kind of pressure very, very well. Doesn't seem to faze him very much, and that's a big part of playing quarterback down there.
So I was talking to LeVar Arrington earlier about this. I said, you know, and LeVar Arrington brought up a good point. He said there's a reason the same coaches win every year in the NFL and college. There's a lot of bad coaches. And yesterday, Dan Campbell in Detroit goes, I don't mind being known as a meathead. And I thought, slow down. That's I don't want my coach saying that. You don't have to name names. But were there times, maybe it wasn't a head coach, it was a coordinator, or it was a position coach. Did you feel at times, Drew, that you were that you had the second best coach on Sunday? That you just felt like, I don't have the best back support here?
Well, I mean, yeah. So let's be honest. You know, when I left New England, I had to go back and face Belichick, you know, twice a year. And so I don't think any coach would feel like I was slighting him up when I said that we were at a disadvantage from that standpoint. I will tell you, I love Danny Campbell. He was with me in Dallas for a year. He's just a high intensity dude, and I really wish him the best. And I actually think for the first time, you know, the Lions are kind of set up going forward. They got a mountain of draft picks now. You know, if they do things right, he's going to have some personnel, and I just hope he puts good coordinators around him.
Yeah. Do you think coaching on average, though, is good, average? I mean, in your career, is it excellent, good, solid, or just okay?
There's a very broad range, Colin, and I've talked with some buddies that I've played with for a number of years, and there were a lot of very good coaches, obviously. But the frustration that I think some guys have is that when you get to the NFL, you're the best of the best, right? You're the best of the best that's ever played, you know, and you finally get there. You think that across the board, the coaching is going to be the same. And there were, you know, coaches that I had in college, even a couple of coaches that I had in high school, you know, that would have been better coaches in some cases than some of the guys that were coaching in the NFL. And that's, you know, and it's like, hey, look, there's great coaches in high school. There's great coaches in college that sometimes just choose to stay there. So it's not necessarily a slight, but you do think that you're always going to be amongst the best and the best, and that's not always the case.
So tell me, where are you? You know, it's funny. There are some guys like Brett Favre, they never get hurt. And then there's guys like Garoppolo, who by week two or three every year always seems dinged up. And some of it's just genetics. It's DNA. John Lynch once told me, I love John. John's like, I never had a concussion. And I'm like, what? 12 years, you were knocking people out with your top of your helmet. I don't understand it. But, you know, John swears, I never had concussions. Would you be concerned that Garoppolo is simply, and I'm sure you played with guys like this, he's brittle. His body doesn't withstand the season.
Yeah, it's a real concern, Colin. It really is for certain players. You know, they just get hurt a lot. You know, I mean, I've played for quite a while. I had the one deal where I almost died with Tommy. But other than that, I was able to stay on the field quite most of the time. You know, and it is a real concern. And I think that there are a couple of different things that play into that. One is just, you know, some brittleness maybe, but there's another piece that just like sometimes guys just don't know how to fall properly, you know?
Right.
and you just go down awkwardly. I remember when Russ and RG3 came into the league same year, rookie year, and early on RG3 was lighting the world on fire. Russ was playing well also, but I remember saying to somebody like, man, RG3 just gets hit hard a lot. And Russ almost never gets hit hard. You watch him. He goes, runs around, makes all these plays. He almost never gets hit hard. And so there is a thing to it that's beyond just being brittle. It's you know, knowing how to fall and how to get hit and how to protect yourself.
Yeah. No, it is interesting. And I think it's funny. Kyler Murray played baseball and Russell played baseball. They're both great sliders. They both get like Lamar Jackson, I love, but there are times with Lamar, he's tall, he's thin, and he just gets smoked, and you can only take so many of those hits. Okay, finally, would you be comfortable doing what Deshaun Watson's doing? Like, I've had players tell me, I couldn't do it, man. I don't like the heat. I don't think Aaron Rodgers has the personality to say, I'm holding out. I don't think it's his personality. That's fine. Would you have the personality to say, listen, I don't trust my organization. I'm not playing. How would it land for you?
Well, the short answer is no. You know, I never held out, and you know, I just felt like the you know, the best way to, you know, handle a negotiation was to show up and be great at your job. But I also know that every situation is unique and every situation is different. And you know, what Deshaun Watson is dealing with down there in Houston, it looks like it's going to be a really bad situation now for a while, because it's not, there's no way to fix it. And, you know, if they've exhausted other avenues with the organization to try to get them to move him, and that's not working, you know, you don't get a lot of shots at this as an NFL quarterback.
Right.
If it's going to be really awful for a long time, you know, he's got to find a way out. And so I don't judge him for doing that, but that's not how I probably would have done it.
It looks like you're joining us from a mountainside in Montana. Am I correct?
That is correct, man. And, up here, hiding out in the mountains, sitting by the fire, and I might even go sliding around on the ski slopes here in a little while.
Look, has it been a good snow season for Montana?
It's been pretty thin. It's been pretty thin, but they got a bunch here the last couple weeks, so it's been pretty good recently.
All right, I want you to go to doubleback.com, doubleback.com. It's the best cab I've ever had, Doubleback Winery. And will you enjoy a glass on the mountain today, by the way?
When I'm done, you know, okay. If my wife's with me, we'll have a little rosé at lunch. But when I'm by myself, and I'm just by myself today, I'll just go ski and then have a glass of wine when I'm done. And by the way, I haven't forgotten you guys. I've got some wine for you, Colin, and I've got some Joy Chardonnay coming down for Joy. Don't think I forgot you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, it is wonderful.
You got it.
Doubleback.com. The winery is remarkable. Check it out. Good seeing you, bud.
Yeah, likewise, Colin. Always great to see you, buddy. I know you don't want to talk about it anymore. Really glad you're healthy, big guy.
Yeah, boy, that was no good. I didn't even get hit. Jeez, I can't imagine yeah. getting hit for a living. But I'm good.
Oh, man.
We're all good.
Good, man. We're all really glad you're back, bud.
All right. Thanks. Drew Bledsoe, really good guy.
That's quite some scenery he's coming to the show with. You can hear the fireplace crackling in the background.
You know,
nice woods.
You know the good thing about being like sick or having to go to the hospital?
No.
There's one good thing. Every time my wife disagrees with me, I look at her and go, I almost died 2 weeks ago. You win every argument. And then she
for like another 2 weeks. And then you're going to do something active and then that card is gone.
It's still working. Honey, you're lucky I'm here.
Oh, my God.
It really does. It's very effective.
We are glad you're back, though.
I should just fake an ankle twist.
No more. We're going to put you in a bubble soon.
I thought I already lived in one. all right, good stuff. Antonio Daniels next hour. John Ritchie, very controversial. I'm going to go check my Twitter to see what the Baker Mayfield stuff got. Go on social media to see what they're saying. The wackos.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com, or download the app today. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
On Saturday, the former two-time super middleweight world champion Anthony the Dog Durrell returns and will face off against the rising Chiron Shut It Down Davis. Don't miss the action Saturday on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
I may just have to watch that. I watch a lot of TV now. What else you do?
Maybe go for a walk and then.
Yeah, I did that. I did an hour walk yesterday. My dogs aren't here. I watched a ton of NBA the last 5 or 6 days. My dogs aren't around.
You're living an interesting life right now.
I am. It's very.
You should start journaling. What?
Journaling.
Yeah.
Like talking.
Well,
we had
Matthew McConaughey on. He wrote a whole book based off of his life journal, and you said you admired that. You're going through an interesting life experience right now. Maybe you should journal.
I don't think it's interesting.
No?
How deep do you go? Hey, I'm drinking a cocktail. B, I wish the hotel would make my bed.
I don't know. You're living in a hotel. You're at a transitional point. We're going through a pandemic.
I had pancakes for dinner last night.
Okay. So maybe not.
Does
maybe
that
not
make
journal.
The journal?
Pancakes are better than waffles, though.
That's
don't
not
at
even
me.
Close. That's not even debatable.
Yeah.
Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Live News.
I always been a little jealous of people who can do a journal, that have the discipline to do a journal.
It is. I've tried. I actually have 3 mostly blank journals on my nightstand because I intend to journal. And then I'm like.
And I tend to be optimistic. Like, so I would not put the sad stuff in, so it would be unrealistic.
I actually journaled a lot in my childhood, which is probably why I don't journal now. I used to keep like a diary every day, and that was sad. So I still have them, actually. They're like very raggedy, but.
How old were you?
In like, 11 to like 14.
Wow, how mature.
Well.
Seems very mature.
Yeah,
journaled at 11.
A lot of stuff to get out.
I don't think I'm disciplined enough to journal at 57.
I mean, they weren't really intense at 11. It was like we played with the dog today. But so Russell Wilson is frustrated with the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And he's voiced his frustration several times this offseason. And he's been the subject of trade rumors ever since. And according to Michael Silver, about 1/3 of the league has reached out to the Seahawks about the possibility of trading for him. While they're not actively shopping Russell, obviously, they are reportedly willing to listen to offers.
Whoa!
And the starting point in any negotiation is said to be 3 first-round picks. Which
they're
I think is.
They're willing to listen to offers. Okay. All right. Now, Pete Carroll fired twice, losing record in Seattle pre-Russell Wilson. Let it roll, Pete.
I'm going to say this because you talked about this earlier, and I think it's important. And whatever. You know, big companies and corporations are going to do what they want to do regardless.
Yeah.
Regardless of how many times we've seen how it plays out. The stars are the product. Period. If Russell Wilson's not there and you guys are terrible, you're going to not have the same sales. They're not going to sell as many jerseys. You're not going to be as relevant. It's just the way it works. That's how it goes. Even if you're the Dallas Cowboys, you're still the biggest organization in all sports in the entire world. If you're not winning, you are not relevant.
It's amazing to me that people don't get that. I mean, bottom line is, I only watch HBO for two people I like. HBO's on all day. When Bill Maher's on, I watch his show 30 times a year. I like John Oliver. I don't watch HBO 90% of it. Why? I don't watch for the logo. I watch for the people.
100%.
I watch Paramount, that company, for one thing, Yellowstone with Kevin Costner. Otherwise, I never turn the channel on. That is the only reason I watch
because it's entertainment. There are certain things we have to pay attention to, whether we are interested or fond of the individuals or not, like the government, for example, or our families, right? There are certain things that we cannot opt out of. Entertainment is a choice. So that's why I get upset when people are talking about like fans not being good fans. People work very hard to make money, to enjoy their life. They want to spend their money on a product they enjoy. Now, some people like suffering. You know, they choose bad teams and they just like going through that. But why? This is how this whole thing works. It's the stars. The stars are the product. Yes, you provide the platform. But if a star wants something,
get it to him.
It's as easy as letting him sit in a room while you guys talk about draft picks. Who cares?
Listen, it'd be one thing if a star player did drugs or was subversive or was like a bad locker room guy. Aaron Rodgers wants a heads up on a couple of things. Give it to him.
Don't fire his quarterback coach without telling him.
Yeah, remember that one?
When it comes down to it, these splits generally come down to the simple things. People always think it's like some big explosive thing. It's always a slow drip. It's a slow drip, and then there's just one too many drips, and the cup runneth over.
You're right. The Packers fired Aaron's quarterback coach and didn't give him a heads up.
When you say that out loud, doesn't that sound ridiculous? It just sounds ridiculous. Like, what? It's like anything else in life, in relationships, right? You make a huge decision and don't tell your partner. And your partner's like, it would have taken you all of 15 seconds to send me a text message, a heads up. Couldn't even send a text, an email, a phone call,
you wouldn't
a tweet, DM, nothing.
Aaron Rodgers found out about it on Twitter.
And yet we look at it, well, I don't look at it, but people will look at it as if he's being difficult. Like, no. What Deshaun Watson is going through is not Deshaun being difficult. It is a series of horrible decisions that if you just looked at it, the relationship as a mutual partnership rather than I make all the decisions.
We control you.
It makes no sense to me. It's never made any sense, and it almost always ends the same way. It's ridiculous. Give him a little space, guys. It's going to work in your favor. So the Patriots are looking to upgrade a quarterback and have been doing their homework on various options. They've reportedly had conversations regarding every potential trade target in the league. According to Jeff Howe of The Athletic, if a quarterback has been perceived to be available, the Patriots have picked up the phone. They reportedly spoke to the Lions about Matthew Stafford. We obviously had the report that he didn't want to go there.
Yeah.
And the Eagles about Carson Wentz, but ultimately decided the asking price for each was too high.
Okay. Yeah, so it just wasn't the perfect price for you. Okay.
That part of it to me is what's insane. Too high, you don't have a quarterback.
Well, no, I think you and I agree. Cam's coming back. I don't think there's any question in my mind that Cam's coming back.
Yeah, it's looking very obvious that Cam is coming back, which I have no problem with.
Listen, at this point, you have three or four quarterbacks left. You're going to have to overpay for them. The Colts don't love what they're paying Carson Wentz. They don't love it. They need a quarterback.
How often, really, truly, though, are you overpaying a quarterback?
If he wins, like, never.
Right.
Never.
So how terrible does someone have to be for you to be overpaying?
Listen, Kirk Cousins gets heat. He made the playoffs 2 out of 3 years. You get one home playoff game, you make about $8 million a home playoff game. Take that and use it against his salary.
Washington didn't want to pay him. What has Washington been doing since Kirk Cousins left?
Nonsense.
I think it's a very, when people get crazy about how much you're giving up or, you know, the Eagles don't like that they gave up all those draft picks, like, You won a Super Bowl, and he contributed greatly to that. Obviously, things fall apart, and I didn't love how things ended with Carson Wentz there, and I think all the pressure's on him now. But you got the value out of him. What are you talking about overpaying? It's the most important position on the field. If you don't have a quarterback, you are not going to win in the league. So how often are you actually overpaying a quarterback? I think if you really look at it, it's not really that often.
As long as you win, you're not really overpaying for any of them.
So the Nets and Clippers game ended in controversy Sunday night. Kawhi Leonard was called for an offensive foul on James Harden. It turned out to be a game-saving play for the Nets. Harden would make both free throws and secure the 112-108 win. And after the game, Paul George was clearly frustrated that the Nets got that call.
I haven't really gotten into the flopping game, but it's in today's game, it's smart. You know what I mean? It's smart. They control the refs. You know, they got the refs in their pockets.
So, oh, boy.
You know, kudos to the guys that are great at that part of the game.
Look, I thought it was a flop. The NBA's two-minute report said that the foul on Kawhi at the end of the game was the correct call. I didn't agree. But
oh, boy, I don't know. That's not a terrible call.
It's not a terrible call. Obviously, Harden sold it. So
Let me see.
I don't think it was.
Come on.
It was definitely a flop. He definitely sold it.
Well, yeah, but he didn't hit the ground, so you have to fall to flop, right?
I think you can flail your arms a little bit. Contact from Kawhi did not trigger the arm flailing.
I don't think. Let me see this James Harden again.
How's your other arm affected?
It's
by
a
that?
Little over the top.
He sold it.
I'm going to defend James Harden on this.
I don't have a problem with selling. This is a part of the game now.
Yes.
Right? Like, do I love it? No. Do I think that sometimes people, like, there's a reason why they penalize you if you flop too much?
You
like,
never notice.
But if you have to, people sell pass interference calls. Like, they sell all kinds of holding. This is part of it.
By the way, if you look at a batter in baseball, the catcher is constantly framing the plate. You're trying to manipulate the umpire. Every sport.
Yes.
Herm Edwards once told me, they had a book on officiating crews, and Herm would be like, fellas, these guys call holding. Herm would tell me, he goes, we would say, hey, this unit, last in holding calls. You can hold today. Like, everybody knows, Kurt Schilling once told me that. He goes, I knew who I got the corners with, and I knew who I didn't.
That's being prepared.
Yeah.
There's a human element to refereeing. We
of
don't
course.
Love it, but they're not machines. I don't like saying, you know, they have the refs in their pocket and all that. Like, don't. Let's talk about the refs. Like, win the game at the end of the day.
I didn't think that was a terrible flop. You know, most of the floppers, Dwayne Wade flopped and Kobe and LeBron. And it's a lot of the smart guys. A lot of the veteran guys flopped.
I don't love the egregious flops. Selling a foul and flopping or, you know, there's the gray area there. But I don't like him calling out the refs in that spot and saying that, like, it's, you can't, you know, they control the refs.
How much did he get fined? You can't say that.
I don't know if he got fined, but you're not supposed to criticize
the refs. Are in their pocket is not acceptable.
Usually frowned on, yeah.
All right, joy of the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd.
You know what? Let's be
news.
Honest. I flop every day in my life. I verbally flop. Like, my wife says something I agree with, and I act more outraged than I am to get my way. I'll be like, I mean, come on! And then she backs off, and then I get my way.
You're manipulating.
What I'm saying is I verbally flop all the time. A boss comes down. Whoa! They back off, and I get what I want. Isn't life flopping? You verbally flop. You physically flop.
I think people exaggerate things all the time, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a little bit of tactic to maneuvering your way through life. I mean, that's a game.
Yeah.
But to your point, it exists in every sport. So I do think people get a little bit crazy about exaggerating fouls. I didn't love it, and I thought it was definitely a flop, but it is part of the game.
Don't we all have a different personality for different people?
You have to switch it up.
You
sometimes,
ever
yes.
walk into a boss? Hey, Bossaroony, how was your weekend?
They're not calling them Bossaroonies.
Nobody cares. I mean, you couldn't care less what he did for the weekend. And then you yell at your producer.
I don't yell at my producer.
That's why Goulet left
That's
me. He's screaming at him all day. All right. Coming up next, I already have five NFL predictions, standings predictions, and I'd almost bet anything on them. And I'll tell you why. I do this throughout the course of the offseason next. If you you never said Bossaroonie?
I don't call him that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style, plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Order Jersey Mike's through their app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. So, Dan Campbell, I think it was a weird year in the NFL. Really good coaching opportunities, really good candidates, really bad hires. Urban Meyer, I think, is probably the one surefire coach, and he's already had some stumbles down in Jacksonville. But Dan Campbell of Detroit, I think, is a miss. Nick Sirianni in Philadelphia is a miss. David Culley in Houston, they were so embarrassed by that hire. his opening press conference, they buried it on a Friday afternoon. They didn't even want you to hear it or see it. That's what companies do when they're trying to hide bad news. I think Nick Sirianni and David Culley will both be gone within a year. That's now acceptable in the NFL. Freddie Kitchens, Steve Wilks in Arizona. You know, you do it. You do it with quarterbacks and coaches now. Oops, made a mistake. Let's move on. Dan Campbell had a quote yesterday, which is at best regrettable. He said, listen, I said this to Chris Spielman the other day. I was like, I kind of love the fact we're only known as meatheads. I'm a meathead. I have limited brain capacity. I like that. I'm good with that. You know what I mean? I have zero problem with it. Okay, not great. I have limited brain capacity. Well, so does Elon Musk. I mean, we all use about 10% of our brains, but you'd want to have a bigger brain than a smaller brain. I think that is not, it's self-evident. That's not a great quote. But it's interesting because during the offseason, I mean, when I make predictions, I like to get them right. I don't want to remind you, but since it's out there, I did go 7-for-7 in the AFC predicting playoff teams. 7-for-7. I'm like Copperfield over here, okay? So, but I start filling out during the offseason. I'll see things or hear things, and I'll just, in my little magic board in my head, I'll put first place, last place, whatever. I've already made 5 predictions for next year. So here's the good news. AFC East, Buffalo is going to win the division. I feel stronger about that than I do any prediction in the NFL. I think the Bucs will win the NFC South. I think the Lions, Texans, Eagles all finish dead last. You cannot win with a coach that's over his skis. So let's start with the Bills. The Jets and Miami are still rebuilding, and New England doesn't have the firepower. My takeaway is once Brian Daboll didn't get a job and came back, you're looking at a 12-4, 13-3 football team. They're going to upgrade the offensive line, get a pass rusher in the draft. Buffalo's really close to being great. They're good right now. They're not great because they have a very sporadic pass rush. Tampa Bay, second year, Arians and Brady, they'll probably have to let like a Chris Godwin go or, you know, somebody let go. But Carolina's rebuilding. The Saints now officially are kind of rebuilding with cap space hell. I'd probably go Atlanta second right now, but they have a new coach. So I'm going to go Brady wins the NFC South. But Detroit, Texans, Philadelphia, those are last place teams. Like that's, there's no getting over that. There's no controversy here. You can't win in this league when you are over your skis as a head coach. And it's interesting. Last year at this time, we all thought Cleveland and Washington were a mess. They both made the playoffs because they got the coach right. Ron Rivera and Kevin Stefanski. Miami 2 years ago, Joey covered them for years. They were chaotic. It was a shipwreck. They were constantly in flux. They got Brian Flores, and like 6 games into his Miami tenure, you're like, oh, they got the right coach. You can't miss on the coach. You just can't. You don't have to hire Belichick, but the good news for like a Detroit or a Houston or a Philly is the current NFL culture is you can move off a quarterback and you can move off a coach in a year. It used to be that was just a sign you failed dramatically. And like, I think people are over it. I mean, Arizona's like, we got the wrong coach. We got the wrong quarterback. Nobody's complaining now. Cleveland, hey, we whiffed on the coach. Nobody's complaining. Everybody likes Stefanski. So, and despite what fans may push back at, if you can't get the opening press conference right, come on now. People literally say, whoa, I mean, he was nervous. You cannot butcher the opening press conference. Go look at Nick Saban's opening press conference. It's good. Now, Belichick now can be surly, but that's what happens when you win like 6 Super Bowls. But your first press conference, you are setting a standard. You cannot be completely, utterly over your skis. We got Campbell admitting, I got limited brain capacity. We got Nick Sirianni, so nervous. And we got David Culley in Houston. The organization buried the press conference on a late Friday. Kind of tells you where you're at. Improve your diet. Improve with more protein. ButcherBox.com/herd. First, new members get 2 New York strips and a free pack of bacon. That is butcherbox.com/HERD. The highly controversial John Ritchie, former Philadelphia Eagle, who is a little bit of a rock star, came on last time he came on. Like, he told us stuff we didn't know. And within the next 2 weeks, everything he said was true. Everything he said was true. And then Antonio Daniels disagrees with me on everything, but I think he's fantastic, and he'll be joining me too. I do think I was reading that story that Joy talked about. Oh, I want to get an update. I forgot. 30 seconds left. What's the reaction to my Baker Mayfield or the field segment?
Well, I'm not going to read the one that's inappropriate. The people are not happy with you. I'll put it that way. They're not happy. They think you are trolling everybody, which you're not. You're not. I don't allow Colin to troll.
I don't troll. I'm not a troller. Hour three, next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/withAmex.